I'm just objecting to the need or the necessity to achieve that many listeners in order to clear the burden that we find ourselves under. Point number two, it would be really good. In fact, I would argue that it's necessary that we have benchmarks to achieving these goals. I hear repeatedly what we need to do and when we need to do it, but laying it out over a timeline and saying, okay, we need to increase our listenership by 10% in 6 months, and if we don't do that, this is what is going to have to happen in order for us to make our goals. That sort of benchmark would be extremely helpful. And I think necessary and prudent as well. Finally, I think we need fallback plans. You can't predict the market. Extremely negative things can happen in the economy that make objectives, no matter how rosy or bleak, fall short just because you don't know what's going to happen to the economy. If the economy tanks in 6 months, it'll be much harder to get listeners. And we need fallback plans so that we know what to do in those circumstances instead of just sitting there saying, oh, well, we missed another target. Any sort of a repayment plan, a financial plan, a budget, any of those things are going to need to have fallback plans so that we can actually make sure that we make our commitments and we don't end up in voluntary or involuntary bankruptcy. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Ken?
Paul, how are we doing on time?
Got about a minute left.
All right, Ken, if you want to go ahead and take that last.
Yeah, I just want to correct something I could do in less than a minute. The current loan is with a company called FJC, which does nonprofit company that gives loans to radio stations, the nonprofit radio stations. It's about $3.5 million loan. The interest rate is 7.5%, and it's roughly $22,000 a month, and it's due in 3 years. And if we get our audits up to date and our financial house in order, we'll be able to refinance the loan at a lower interest rate with a longer term, even if it's only 15 years, and that can cut the payment down in half, or much lower than $22,000. So that's what I was talking about before. But I totally agree with Chris. The only other issue, and the reason I'm saying we need $200,000, is we make lots of mistakes, and we have lots of other debt for the pension plan and sick pay and you know, other contracts and all kinds of things all over the place. We're always finding debt behind every drawer. So there's a lot more debt than just what we've settled with this $3.5 million. The CFO at the time said our total debt was $8 million, including this $3.5 million. We lowered it a little bit because we got concessions from the person who we just paid off. But let's say it's $6 million. I'm just saying the level of activity, we can't struggle. It's like trying to run a grocery store when only 5 people a week come in. You need 100 people, 200 people. You need traffic. It's like in a restaurant. You need business. You need activity. You can't survive with the 3 people down the block who agree with you. We need new people.
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
Before we continue, I wanted to say one thing. The loan amount is $3.7 million, and for the first 18 months, we're wrapping the interest is back going back into the loan. So it actually pushes the total we have to pay off to over $4 million. And the calculation I sent out y'all earlier, which is saying that we need to come up starting in about 16 months, is a quarter of a million a month. That includes both interest and setting aside enough to pay the capital off, whether we're doing it real time, which would be good because that would be less interest, or if we're just saving it for a balloon payment. But that's what we're going to be looking at for. If we were to produce in about 16 months from now, we're able to set aside about $250,000 per month network-wide. By the end of that period, we would be out of the loan. But again, if all we're paying is interest, then fine, we're just paying interest, but then we still have the balance due at the end. We're also about out of time. Let me go ahead and give William a chance to speak here, and then we'll wrap this up, okay? Go ahead, William.
Okay, thank you. Our poll was talking about advertising versus programming discussion at BAI. I don't know who's been having those discussions, but unless he's talking about somebody buying ads in magazines and then getting the money for himself to himself and maybe give it to the station, that could be considered advertising. But the other thing is that the idea that we're not going to start paying off this loan sometime this year, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If you divide, just dividing the amount of the loan, 3.7, by 36 months is $100,000 a month without any interest. And I think we ought to, so I think if you add interest, it might be similar to what Joseph just said about a quarter, $250,000 a month. It's about $130,000 a month starting now. And I think we ought to be going for that, not for waiting for a year and a half to see, then we'll start trying to pay it. We got to start trying to pay it now. And otherwise it doesn't make any sense to me. We're just getting ourselves into a bigger hole, more trouble. Thank you.
And thank you, William. Please, anybody, if you want to make comments, let's all be not making anything negative about each other, just for professional sake. Anywho, Paul, we out of time? Ready to go to the next section?
Oh, yeah, we're over.
All right. Why don't we start hearing some reports so we can find out what people are actually doing to get ready for this business. Can we start with KPFA? Chris, can you let us know what's going on with the budgeting process there?
Actually, I really can't. I'm not treasurer there anymore, of course. We have a new treasurer. If you would like me to look into this, I absolutely can. I think you guys asked me the same question last time, and I was equally at a loss to respond to it. But I put most of my demons to rest over the last few months here, and I should be able to have more involvement if you want me to start doing that report out, especially since we don't have another member from KPFA on the board. I'd be happy to take that on, but I do need to get up to speed on it, so I'm afraid that I can't give you much of anything at this time.
All right, Chris. Yeah, I think that anything that you can do would be appreciated. We do realize there's a lot of confusion for a variety of reasons, and we won't get into that. This budgeting goes on whether there's controversy or not, and we need to.
And to be clear, I have a good relationship with Maria, so it's not like I would have a lot of difficulty doing it. It's just that I wasn't assuming that the responsibility would fall to me. So I will take on more of that responsibility.
Thank you, Chris. Much appreciated.
No problem.
I'd like to go next. Ken, would you like to go next?
Yes. Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. Yes. I've been out of town and did not attend the last month's April meeting of our finance committee. But prior to that, we had reviewed the first quarter of KPFK, and we were ahead on income, and we were below our budgeted expenses. So we were in good shape. But I don't know that anything's been done. We're having a meeting on the 17th. And other than that, I don't have any data about the budget for 2019. And we just finished the fund drive, the February fund drive. We just started another fund drive today. And I'm sorry, I don't have any data to report on these. But I will next time.
Do you know if anybody's started any preliminary work on the budget?
Well, no, I don't believe so. I did send out to the Finance Committee the schedule that R. Paul distributed from the 2016, fiscal year 2016 or 17, the budget schedule. So it says in there that June is the date. The CFO, honestly speaking, we were all waiting for the CFO to give us approval on the 2018 budgets. And that's like one of the first things on that schedule. And I'm just trying to see where that is. And that was not going to happen. So we've got to deal with that. Where is this? You know the – oh, there we go. It's the scheduler, budgets. Timeline. It's the first thing on the timeline is the CFO, meet with the treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission. Call for the budget's priorities to be discussed in various venues. This is supposed to be May 31st. Now, we passed a motion here in our finance, in this National Finance Committee, 2 months ago, that called for the ED to act in place of the CFO. And as far as I can tell, the current CFO is not functioning. And therefore, if you know, we can do is propose to the PNB to approve our recommendation. But I believe that's what should happen. And if we want to follow the same kind of a schedule, then by May 31st, the ED acting as the CFO should alert the treasurers to start working on the budget. That's what this timeline says. And then June 15th is the local LSBs in consultation with the business managers identifying rank budget priorities. You know, it's all laid out in the schedule that ARPOL distributed. So as far as I know, there's no current work on that. Right now, nothing's going to happen immediately because we're in the middle of we just started a fund drive today. And when there's a fund drive, it's like nothing else much is supposed to get done except the fund drive.
Right,
that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you. By the way, for everybody's information, I did get a message from the executive director, Tom Livingston, that he's aware of the situation, and even you know he's going to be acting as CFO. He couldn't be on the call tonight, but that he is going to be taking this up. And by the way, secondly, thanks to our Paul. He edited and sent that budget timeline out so fast I didn't realize I'd gotten it. So that was very good work. Thank you, R. Paul. Let's see, would KPFT like to go next? PK, could you go ahead and give the report for our progress?
Yes. I don't even remember. Did I become treasurer in February, I think, or the end of January? And attempting to get together to even have a meeting of the committee had some difficulties because we needed to have the business manager as well as the IGM be present, and none of the dates I suggested worked for them. And so I decided that I would go to them and that we would have the meetings during the day there. The first meeting, the IGM, was a little hostile, but the business manager was there, and our first meeting was by ourselves that morning, and one of the things that we really set forth were standards of practice that we could do to get a budget and not fall into the dysfunction that seems to be part and parcel of some of the things that we have to go through before we can get anything done. And I think we found a balance to do that. When the next meeting, when we had Markeisha there, we addressed some of the things that they needed, realizing that a lot of people are wearing a lot of different hats and what things aren't getting done and what things are getting done. But more than that, that there is really some technical problems, computer problems, that have to do with not having strong enough internet to be to get the information from National, and that's something that we're going to work on. So when we got together the third time, we went line item by line item, which is where we are right now. It's going to take, I think, one more meeting. I think we did it pretty quickly and with a minimum of fuss. We know that all of our costs need to be accounted for, but we also need to know what it's going to take to run the station with the minimal folks that we have, and where are we putting money in excess that needs to be reduced or eliminated. And so going line by line, we'll be able to look at that. I think we are a pretty diverse group. We're small, but having a good relationship with the business manager and a working relationship, I think, for the future with the IGM is going to give us an opportunity to get a budget that I think that we can live with, handle, and give to the local station board so that we know what we're up against and what we need to do. So that's kind of my report. I sent a copy of some of the things that we did address. Not all of them are there, but it gives you a pretty good idea of what we're looking at and what it's taking to finally do a budget. We had a budget for 2018, but we never went back to it. A couple of information, some of the information that we needed, we didn't have anything past January because the business manager hadn't gotten it. And not having it left us in the dark. And 2018 was never a kind of completed, agreed-to, approved budget, but I think that we're going to be able to approve a 2019 budget and really start towards the healing and the sustainability of our station and the foundation.
Thank you, PK. Since I was there, let me add, there was obviously, I think this is always true at the stations, there's always a big desire to have additional staff for various functions. And one of the important issues that I'm concerned about right now, because knowing from strategic planning and other issues at the PNB level, we want to try to see some centralization of things. And so I'm trying to make sure that we coordinate any desire for additional staff on our part with the need for the national office to get staffing that it needs that might actually generate greater efficiencies for the greater organization. So I think that's a real important when we're looking at hiring people to make sure that we don't just do that on our own, but coordinate with the national office. All right, let's see. How about WBAI?
Okay. All right, for the FY18, the national office was going to do it, and we've gone over that, and they haven't, and I don't think they're going to. I have gotten from the WBAI general manager a set of budgets. He asked me to send him the several previous years' budgets, so I sent him from FY14 through FY17 what we had, and he's sent me something for FY18 and FY19, and for but it's not a full budget. It's a spreadsheet, and it's it's one of those bare bone ones that everybody can see. There are no assumptions, and there's a lot of data that that backup data that we get with budgets. It's not there. And for FY18, the general manager is projecting a deficit of $135,000. For FY19, his preliminary is projecting a surplus of $328,000. He only sent this to me a little bit ago, and so we haven't had a chance to discuss this at any kind of real length, and so I just don't see how this is going to work. I will note that we are currently in the 2018 spring on-air fundraiser, and it's bringing in about $6,500 a day on average. That's for the first 5 days, and that is very low, and that's a problem. So I don't understand how the general manager is projecting over $300,000 in the black for the end of FY19. I don't know. So we would have to talk to him about that. Regarding the timeline, which was sent out after the last meeting, the actual time for the CFO to meet with treasurers and call for budget priorities, if you all remember, we moved that back or earlier by 2 weeks. So the deadline for the CFO to interact with the treasurers and all of that is May 17th. And, so that's coming up. And from what I'm hearing and what I know at BAI so far, it's going to be a little difficult for that particular deadline to get met. June 1st is now when the local finance committees, in consultations with the general managers and business managers, are supposed to rank priorities, and the NFC is supposed to complete recommendations on central services formulas for the coming year. That's going to be a bit of work. So that stuff is in front of us. May 17th and June 1st are the next two deadlines that we have looming before us. And at BAI, At BAI, it's going to be interesting. I guess we can tell you we have just barely started because the general manager did send something out, but we have to have a meeting and discuss it a lot more. That's it.
All right, thank you. Let's see. William, did you want to say anything on BAI, or are we going to move on to the next station?
No, thank you.
Okay, let's go on to WPFW then.
Okay, this is Nick Arena. I'm the treasurer of the local station board. We've been tracking our budget that was submitted back in December based on the old NFC seating that was never reviewed. But we've been tracking against that on a monthly basis. We're about $164,000 to the good in our income production. And we are about $73,000, over the expense projection, but overall we're a little over $90,000 better than our budget. That budget was based on review of 2017 and taking a haircut on the, income numbers based on what we thought was a lift from, the reaction to the Trump administration and the Republican Congress. We have monthly national or monthly local finance committee meetings. We had one last night, and during those meetings, we review against our income numbers on a monthly basis. We've set about seven different initiatives this year to try to increase our income over and above just listener support, including mailings to new potential donors, doing peer fundraising, having one-day on-air fundraising events, as well as renting some studio space we have here for live performances, and generating new income from new programming and from our existing programming that is off-air fundraising. And we've, again, been tracking fairly decent overall, but these initiatives do need extra time and effort. And one of the things that really works well here locally, example by my colleague Tony Leone on the phone, which is that the LSB and the staff work very closely together on fundraising. The LSB raises money in various off-air events, concerts, performances, and other events. Tony led initiative this last month on sending a letter to new major donors in the area, and that's this kind of partnership that we have. You know, our challenge is that we are in a lean month. Our April month is a lean month for us. We start our next membership drive starting on Sunday, and our goal is going to be probably north of $350,000 for that. We came close to our goal last month, slightly over $300,000, and have exceeded the fundraising goals back in the fall when we started. We try to take a realistic approach to our ability to raise money, but the challenge is, you know, just a few staff and not enough hours in the day to get it done. But overall, the station is doing well. Besides the certain payments, essential services payments that we fall a little bit behind on due to some repayment of back rent that we had from our landlord that we satisfied over the course of the last 6 months, but we're catching up and expect to catch up after this membership drive. But we've been ahead. We've paid ahead on everything. And just April and August are our toughest months, and we're looking for ways. And we've put in place in ways that to help us through that. As far as 2019 fiscal year budget planning, we have not begun that process. largely due to the fact that we're really, you know, only 6 months into this year, we're very focused on achieving this year's budget. However, I could see that we could begin that process in June. One of the things that will be helpful to know, and I want to go back to a topic that was brought up on this call before, because we seem to get conflicting and sometimes very confusing information as it relates to the obligation that we're taking out in the loans by Pacifica over the last month. I may ask a question about that as I end my time, but what is owed and when the payments start, and what's the total outstanding, and what it paid for is just not clear, it would be helpful to have that be clear to us.
Is there anybody who wants to give that specifics?
Ken, to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, I read the specifics before. The major obligation was rent due at the Empire State Building transmitter, which accumulated over the years by not being paid and by severe escalation clauses inside the contract for that tower that BAI had. The contract was signed, I think, in 2006 by the ED of Pacifica, not by somebody in New York, but by the ED in Pacifica, and we could hype.
Nick.
The question is, how much do we owe?
Can I clarify? Ken, it'd be helpful if I just clarified it. What I thought we owed the Empire State organization was $1.8 million. In order to satisfy the judgment. What I hear is that the loan that was taken out was $3.7 million, and I'm wondering if that additional amount of money, $1.9 million, did that go to satisfying the lease obligation to its end rather than just the back rent, or what did the $1.9 million pay for? Why was the amount $3.7 million versus the $1.8 million judgment?
Right, I can't answer
that. Procedure.
I can't give the detail.
Yeah, Mansoor, please.
Yes, I think that's a personal conversation to be had, but I would like to continue with this budgeting that we were discussing and how we're doing things. It was really wonderful to hear all the radio station, but maybe after this meeting, somebody have a conversation regarding this.
I'd be happy to do that, but I've got to say, it seems peculiar and a bit odd that the National Finance Committee doesn't know about the obligations of the foundation at a fundamental level and can be conversant about it, and that, you know, we've never actually had a meaningful discussion about what that is in a way which everybody is very clear about it. So I'd be happy to have that conversation with somebody offline, but it just seems odd, peculiar, that we just don't know what the things are and why that's the case is odd to me.
Chris Corey for the staff.
I'll be happy to have a private conversation. Madam Chair.
Let me go ahead and let Chris. Chris, you're up.
Yeah. I don't think it's that the board members are non-conversant about this. It's that it's actually fairly complicated. There's a lot of stuff that got paid for. I'll just give you one brief example, and then I'll do as the other party suggested, and leave it for an offline conversation. But between the time that the settlement was made and the time that between the time that the judgment was given and the settlement was made, there were additional rent payments, and they were onerous, and that was a not insignificant portion of that. I believe that there were some legal fees and penalties associated with the settlement as well. So yes, the judgment itself was only $1.8 million, but there was a lot of other stuff that ended up getting bundled with it.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Kent,
by the way,
back briefly.
Tony, who's this? Oh yeah, Tony, I wanted to give you a chance to address. Tony, go ahead.
Were you going to say something first?
No, I was. If Nick is finished, I did want to give you a chance to speak if you wished.
Okay, I just wanted to pose the question, and I don't know if this has been discussed yet or not, or if tonight is a good time to bring this up, but people were asking about what the obligations per station to the loan repayment was going to be. If it was, for example, was it going to be each station, was it have to be in their put in their budget in five equal payments, or is it going to be determined by the membership? Just like the I believe the current budget is set up like that for central services as a percentage of the membership.
Yeah, Tony, I pose that question. I think it's important for the budgeting process so we can have an idea of what we can look forward to when we have to start making payments. And I want to make sure that everybody's clear on it and that it hasn't been kind of ignored until we suddenly have payments in front of us. And we did, I believe Ken mentioned some of the numbers from KPFA earlier, which I believe is somewhere around 30-35% of the membership. Network-wide, KBFT seems to have about 10% membership network-wide, but this is, I think, a discussion that ultimately will have to go to the PNB for a final vote on how exactly it will get broken back to us. Anywho, is there any more discussion?
Kent to the stack.
Who?
Kent to the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, I have some further information. I'll send it to Rick, Nick. And as Mr. Curry said, there's a lot of complication and details. I just wanted to bring up something that we forgot to put on the agenda, which was the RFP for financial services that the ED sent to the chair, and the chair forwarded to the committee. I sent it back out again to the committee. This is the ED's request to see if it's feasible to have an outside accounting firm take care of a lot of our financial activities. That's a RFP, means a request for a proposal. So if you'll read over that email he sent, and if anybody on this committee has knowledge or recommendations or suggestions or referrals, please forward them to the ED because he's trying to run this project on his own of getting an RFP for outside financial services. I just wanted to say that, so I sent it out to everybody again. And I will forward this further detailed information to Nick in response
point
to this
question. Point of information.
What's your point of information?
Ken, this is Tony. I haven't gotten any emails from you, including the station breakdown that you were discussing earlier.
Well,
so I'm not sure if I'm on your.
Well, I'm sending it. I'm not. You're not on my distribution. I'm sending it to the National Finance Committee. So I think that's the distribution is being monitored by our Paul. We should get that cleaned up because you're not getting any emails from the National Finance Committee.
Yeah, neither am I.
R. Paul for a fast comment.
Please, R. Paul, go ahead.
Okay. What we have is an interesting situation because we have a National Finance Committee mailing list that's been in there for like 14 years or more. Not everybody is on the list, unfortunately. Now, Tony is. I will remind Tony that he changed his email address so he could get on to Yahoo. And so he may not be looking at that Yahoo address that he made. If he looks there, he should be seeing everything that comes up from the National Finance Committee. And
okay, you're probably right.
Now. And we also have two members, both from KFEFT, who are not on the list. And we have tried everything to get them on the list. I think they're going to have to do the thing of just get a separate Yahoo email account, and we can put you on, and that way you should get all the stuff that's sent to the list, and that way we'll have everything going to one place instead of these lists that people make up and lose things in.
Thank you, Eric Paul. All right. Are we about done with this item, Eric Paul, for time?
Let's see. Well, I think we're done with that item for yes. Yeah, we have like thing here.
Okay, what I'd like to do.
No, actually, we're not. We could keep going for a very long time because you gave us 60 minutes on that, and we've only done half an hour on that. Although, I will also point out that we accidentally forgot that we had moved the schedule next meeting thing up, and we didn't get to it.
Correct. Well, why don't we go to that now, if there's no objections? If PK, could you please tell us when the next scheduled KPFT meeting for Finance Committee is scheduled?
It's Thursday the 25th of this month at 10:30 a.m. Central.
Okay, the reason I asked was if we kind of have an idea for when our finance committees are meeting next, that would give us an idea when ENFC should meet next so that we'll have progress reports. Who else knows when their next committee meeting is?
WBAI is on May 31st.
Right.
That's the local finance committee meeting.
Your Paul?
Yeah. This is Nick Arena. Our next local finance committee would be on June the 11th.
Thank you, Nick. KPFK and KPFA?
I'll have to check the calendar. Give me a few minutes. Sorry about that.
No problem, Chris. Thank you. Ken, do you know when your next committee at KPFA is?
May 17th.
17th? Thank you.
I think that's when KPFA's is, too, but I'll double-check it.
I'm looking at the our budget timeline. We have May 17th is the first timeline, and then June 1st is the second. Local finance committees, LSB is consulted with the general manager business managers is the June 1st. That strikes me as the most relevant deadline at the moment. That I'd like to hear from the executive director, apart from the CFO. On the May 17th deadline. Chris, were you able to confirm the 17th?
I'm pulling it up now. Hang on a second. It looks like it's the 19th.
All right. The regularly scheduled meeting would be May 22nd, and then the monthly meeting after that would be June 12th. So I'd like to get the consensus here is let me start with you, Paul, because I'm pretty sure you're going to want to meet on the 22nd.
I would be okay with that. I will point out that would be when we would have to schedule one. There's nothing scheduled for then. The next meeting the National Finance Committee has is set for June 12th.
Hey, does anyone want to meet on the 22nd, or shall we wait till June 12th? Going once, going twice. I don't hear anyone asking, so...
May I suggest to schedule one, and if we don't need to meet, we won't meet.
I'm actually going to say no. I don't see the point of meeting when most of us aren't going to meet until June or later, past the meeting time. And since very few actionable things happen out of this meeting, I just do not see the point of having two meetings a month when we have nothing actionable to do. I suggest we just meet on June 12th.
I tend to agree. I think we're going to get busy a little later on this year after June.
This
is there anyone
is
PK. Else who wishes to meet on the 22nd?
Yeah, this is PK. I wasn't even thinking clearly because, I mean, I'm on the 25th, so I actually would have nothing to say. So I think that, again, no actionable items, so I agree with that. And, let's meet on the 12th.
I'm not saying meet on the 22nd at this point. I've done this already. I will, however, point out that it is very odd, in my experience, that the PNB is not sending us stuff. It's not nobody, as far as I know, the non-director members of the NFC have not seen the loan stuff and all those details. People are asking about it here. And usually the PNB, especially when it's so massively busy with financial stuff as it is now, would be sending things to the NFC for advice and information. And it is strange to me that we're not getting anything. I mean, things are more busy now than they would have been a year or 2 years or 3 years ago, and we're getting far less stuff. I also note, looking at kpftx.org, that there's a paucity of committees in general being scheduled. So the committee structure of Pacifica appears to be, not as busy as it used to be, which is strange to me. That's all I wanted to say.
Point is well taken, Art Paul. But right now, it looks like the is there any objection to just go ahead and scheduling the next meeting for June 12th, same time?
It's already scheduled.
Well,
if you remember, we voted a couple of months ago to schedule the second Tuesday of each month to meet. So that's scheduled through, the beginning of next year.
All right. All right. Well, I guess we're simply not adding a meeting then. All right, well, I don't hear an objection, so then our next meeting will be June 12th. All right. The floor is open. Is there any other motions or discussion?
This is Ken. I just want to reiterate. It's okay, I'm recognized.
Yes, Ken, go ahead, please.
Just to reassert. The ED is looking has put out a proposal for outside accounting firms to take care to see if it's viable and feasible. Again, if anybody has experience or references or advice or recommendations, please, you could forward them to this committee, but specifically to the executive director, Tom Livingston. Thank you.
All right. Again, the floor is open. Does somebody wish to adjourn, or does somebody wish to do some other discussion?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Are there any objections to adjourning?
Thank you.
All right. Hearing no objections, I will say this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much for attending. Appreciate everyone who's listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.